It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we are headed to Disneyland.
All right, America. Hey, I'll take it.
Yep, it's in America. It's the one that you've been to. So I'm helping you out, dude. You're like, you've practically already got this one, right?
Yeah, let's just, okay, that's it for this one.
All right, that was a fun fact. If you have a, oh wait, no, we still have to actually do it.
Dang.
So Jeremy, where in Disneyland can you find where it all began?
Okay, so my immediate thought when you said that was that's a song. And so in the bathroom?
Yes, yes. As always, it's all about the songs in the bathrooms. No, I'm not talking about a song.
That does sound like a song, though. It sounds like something they would sing like in Carousel of Progress or something.
I don't think they've ever done Where It All Began. Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, and then what was the This Is the Time? Wasn't that the one before that? Yeah.
Yeah, because GE was the sponsor, and they didn't want people thinking about what the appliances they were going to buy tomorrow.
Right.
They wanted people thinking about the appliances they were going to buy today.
Now is the time.
Now is the best time of your life.
Yes.
Buy a washing machine.
Well, that part was a song. But anyway, yeah. So now where it all began, not a song, but where in Disneyland can you find where it all began? And so more specifically by where it all began, because where it all began could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, Main Street USA seems like a place where something that where it all began would be.
Yes, so you are correct that Main Street, you're definitely on the right track here. And by where it all began, I mean where Disneyland all began.
Is there like a plaque or something on the ground where like the first shovel went in? When they were like breaking ground or something?
That's possible, but let's go further back than that. Before any ground was broken.
So it would be like Walt surveying the land?
Even further back than that.
Is this like further back than Walt Disney or?
No, not further back than Walt Disney, because Disneyland started with Walt Disney.
Sure, yeah.
No, it's not Walt's baby blanket.
I wonder if he like, because he was an animator, so I wonder if he would have like stood in an orange grove and like drawn something, and that spot is memorialized at Disneyland.
If it is, I don't know about it. So does that
okay?
So Jeremy, you've
a simple no would have been fine.
I don't want to say no, because then somebody will. Well, actually, that is also no. That's not so. Do you remember how the idea for what? How did Walt get the idea for Disneyland? Why did he think Disneyland was something that needed to happen?
I mean, well, one, theme parks were terrible, but also he wanted a place for a physical manifestation of his ideas.
Okay,
and
but
movies.
Okay, so let's back up to theme parks are terrible, right?
Yeah.
Where would he have noticed that theme parks were terrible? Or that you know, something like that would happen?
At Universal Studios Hollywood.
that's right. Actually, Universal Studios has now been eaten by Disneyland, and that's on Main Street.
I'm trying to think of theme parks that are older than the 50s.
Well, so maybe not theme parks, but just attractions and things like that.
Like carnivals and stuff?
Yeah, you got stuff like that. Have you ever heard the story about when Walt decided that he wanted something that wasn't just for kids?
I think so.
Because he was what? Because he was doing what? Let me be more specific for you.
Working out?
Yes. Walt was swole, man.
Bodybuilder extraordinaire.
He was so you want me to just give this one to you? Because think this is about to turn into
a
15-minute episode otherwise.
Sure do. Want to just get that fun fact.
Okay. So, Walt first came up with the idea, according to himself anyway, when he was watching his daughters at the Griffith Park merry-go-round. He was watching them and thinking, you know, I'd like a place where not just kids, but kids and adults together could enjoy, you know, these fanciful, fantastical things, right?
Right.
And while they're on the merry-go-round, he's not on the merry-go-round, clearly. He's sitting on a park bench. So they apparently got the park bench, the Griffith Park park bench, and brought it to Disneyland. And so now you can go inside of the Opera House where, you know, Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln is.
Uh-huh.
And inside of the lobby of the Opera House is that bench. And you can see the bench where it all started, where Walt came up with the idea for Disneyland. And the most interesting thing about that to me, or depressing thing actually, is that this has clearly been there for a long time, and I totally skipped this when I visited Disneyland. So now I need to go back to Disneyland because I really want to see this park bench.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And it, you know, it's not like it's hidden away in a corner either or anything. It's in the...
Is it sit onable?
Huh? No. No, there's a rope. They ain't let you sit on that thing, man. It's old. It's an old park bench.
But it's older than Knott's Berry Farm.
That's right, according to Jeremy. It's actually a park bench from Universal Studios, Hollywood. Oh, man.
Walt's daughters rode Rip Ride Rocket, he said, there's got to be a better way.
Just imagine, we could have a limo ride. on a future episode of Fun Facts.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.